Morning, my name is Johnny. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning. And I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word, today's opening message. Gracious music. So much I didn't get my act together here. Monday, 2nd. Here we go. Oh, Sunday, 2nd. Optimism. Optimism colors my world with love. My experience of the world depends on the attitude I bring to it. When I hold positive thoughts and share the love in my heart generously, the world becomes an inviting, friendly place. Optimism makes me a magnet for positive people, exciting opportunities, and serendipity of all kinds. It lifts my consciousness out of the mire of worry, anxiety, and fear. It keeps me focused on the beauty of the earth, the goodness of people, and the presence and power of God. When I perceive God in the kind acts, selfless impulses, and loving service happening all around me, my optimism grows. I feel renewed and inspired as I focus on what is right and good in my life. In gratitude for the world's wonder, I grow in optimism. And from the Bible, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And that's from Romans 12, 21. And now it's time for Sure the Presence. Please join us in singing while Joyce leads us in Sure the Presence. Statement. Let's all say our opening statement together. There is only one presence and one power, active as the universe and as my God, God the good. Now it's time for our welcoming song. Please feel free to stand up if you like. Well, Joyce leads us in Swing Down Chariot. And don't sit down afterwards, we're going to greet everyone. Thank you.
on mute there so I can, the Zoomers can talk to each other without us? Feel free to greet one another.
Hello, Zoom people. We can greet each other while they're greeting one another in the sanctuary. So you can unmute yourself if you want to greet each other. A quick hello and hear voices.
Hi, everyone.
Damon. Hi, Damon. Hi, John Carter. We got Cleveland. We got
Daria.
Hi.
Glad I could make it.
Wow, who's that? Where are you looking?
I had to join on my computer because I can't unmute on here. Let me turn this one off.
Oh, I see. I see you're in two places. Okay. By location. That's fabulous. Hello, Priyankari, Kenya, and Miss Nina. John Carter is one of my teachers, everybody. Well, I haven't seen his face in a few minutes.
There.
But he's not going to take credit for anything I say that he doesn't disagree, that he disagrees with, so don't worry.
I wouldn't take credit even though I agree with him.
Good.
Yeah, it just looks like glasses.
Great. Wonderful. It's a wonderful day. Glad everybody.
No, I'll make them work. It's actually a backup pair.
Everybody made it. We're all on Zoom, the magnificent Zoom.
I like the look.
Okay, now it's time for announcements. Anyone have any announcements?
Going back to mute.
Yes, we've got board meeting next week.
Board meeting next week.
That's it. we have a birthday of this week too.
Oh. Eddie's birthday is coming up on what, the 7th?
Oh, you're kidding.
7th or 6th?
7th.
Yeah, before
it's
next weekend.
That time.
Yeah.
Oh. Right, so he wants to sing now or next Sunday?
No, I want lots of presents.
Okay, are you ready? Can you play the happy birthday tune on there? No, it's against the law. We don't have the copyright things. Okay. So,
I don't play my ear.
All right. And nobody on Zoom, no announcements from our Zoomers? Okay. And let's do our unity statement. And we'll all sing together. Okay, we won't catch up with us.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay, I'll begin now. We believe in our oneness with all of life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Now it's time for our song of joy. Joyce will lead us in I Am So Happy. Please stand if you like. Susan, she's our scheduled reader.
I got it.
You got it? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joyce. Okay, and now it's time for our reading. This morning, our reading will be given by Tom.
Thank you, Johnny. And today's, or the power of June is imagination.
Yeah.
There we go. Thank you, Johnny.
Chomp off your head.
Okay, so we have two affirmations for June, and I'd appreciate you saying them with me as you see them on the screen. Today, the power of June is imagination. Join me. Imagination is the ability to conceptualize, imagine, and envision a different future. The location of imagination is in our body between the eyes. Close your eyes for a moment and imagine that space between your eyes. The color given to imagination is light blue. Visualize light blue filling the area between your eyes. Join me in the affirmation. I imagine good unfolding in every area of my life. And now, from Reverend Bronte Colbert, I am aware of the presence of God flowing through me, energizing and renewing all areas of my life. I use my imagination, the creative power of spirit, to think about what I wish to see in my life. I let go of limiting thoughts and relax into the playful joy of imagination. I envision a healthy, energetic body, relationships that are loving, fun, and harmonious, success in my plans and endeavors, lavish abundance, and dreams coming true. Fueled by the creative energy of the divine, my imagination explores my wishes and dreams. I have fun imagining, knowing my thoughts can be brought into reality. When I focus on life as a spiritual adventure, I can imagine gifts, opportunities, and the presence of spirit in every event or circumstance. Grateful for my life today, I eagerly anticipate ongoing blessings in my continuing adventures of life. And from Colossians 3:2, set your mind on these things that are above, not on things that are on earth. And one more time, join me in the affirmation. I create big, bold, and brilliant imaginings. My visions are lofty, and my dreams are awesome.
Thank you, Tom. That was awesome.
Yeah,
and now it's time for our meditation song. Please feel free to remain seated while Joyce leads us in Ask for Me. And now it's time for our regular affirmations. Please join us in saying them together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experienced. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding in fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time, in the perfect way. So this is the first Sunday of the month, so we'll be praying the traditional Lord's Prayer. And this morning, Nina Sullenberg is going to sing that for us, and that will be followed by the Alleluia. Take it away, Nina.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And leave us not in temptation, and deliver us from error, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory
Ashe, amen, hallelujah, all my relations. Welcome to Unity on First Sunday, where we want to be in communion with the infinite substance and source of all things, the supreme consciousness. We want to be in that world that is no longer plagued by every duality, but that we know what's real and what's not real, what the awakening world is and what the world of illusions is. And our daily word today being optimism. And the scripture being Romans 12:21, to pour more good rather than to match wrong with wrong, evil with evil, error with error. And I thought it would, it struck me how this applies so much to where we are today in our polarizations in society, but also where we are with the reality of our wholeness, you know, where each of us are and where we are collectively. And we each have our own journeys that we've been walking and walking in terms of this wholeness, walking in terms of recognizing the oneness of the one, doing our own work, not to live with separation after separation after separation in our consciousness, but to recognize that in this supreme world that there is the wholeness, there is the oneness, there is the oneness of the one. And how of heaven into earth and into our lives, and recognize that supreme consciousness within us, so that it is that consciousness in whom reside all beings, and who reside in all beings, and who is the giver of grace to all, the supreme soul of this universe, the limitless being. And in the Upanishads, it says, I am that. So on our spiritual journey here, spirits having a human experience, how do we become that? How are we that today? How are we that in the midst of whatever trial or tribulation or ailment or challenge or wrongdoings or transgressions exist? How does that consciousness call on us to act in any given moment, to be in any given moment, or how even to perceive any given moment? I know I've referred sometimes to my journey with the land and where I am in Mossy Rock. And long before that, I remember finding a part of my personality that tended, it wasn't very visible, but it tended not to show my highest consciousness. Instead, what it showed was, I went to a workshop one time where we gave names to the parts of ourselves that we needed to work on. And I came up with this one part that I call tit for tat. And it was tit for tat. If you mess with me, I'll get you back. Now, I may not come at you looking like I'm going to get you back, but what I recognized was, and I think I was about 35 when I did this, that I saw this part of me that was like, you know, quietly waiting, you know, to return the favor, or to launch the war, or to, you know, go into some form of active battle. And it wasn't just with myself, it was with others, right? So I wanted to really take a look at that and where it came from. And when I, every time I sing the Lord's Prayer, I'm looking at, you know, what is the situation calling for? How do we get to balance of the wholeness? And then we're able to listen to spirit guide us and direct us in right action in that moment. It's not like there's only one right action, but in that moment of challenge, in that moment of trial, in that moment of tribulation, can I listen with my spirit ears, or am I listening with my personality ears? Am I listening with my ego? Am I listening to what spirit is guiding me to do in relationship to the visions I've been given? And so in that, I open every door, the subtitle to this series this month, you know, every month this year, I'm talking about what it means to go through the door to everything, the door to that supreme consciousness, the door that has us recognize that world and walk from that world in this world. And to open every door is not me out there running around looking at every door in the external sense to find a solution to something, but it's opening every door within me that has possibly closed to some possibilities, that has closed to some things that might be really probable, but I have a line there. I'm not going there. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to going to put myself in a situation where I feel humiliated, or I'm not going to put myself in a situation where people are going to treat me badly. Well, heck, the moment I agreed to follow the vision Spirit gave me to go to Mossy Rock, I gave that up, right? The moment I agreed to come to Earth this time, I gave that up, because all of us have these experiences that we agree to take on. We agree to be part of this gene pool. We agree to be part of this family. We agree to be part of this society or this community at this point in time that has these challenges. So we are in this Earth dynamic, in this practical world, and evolve ourselves into this higher consciousness and work from the real world of the real self, the real world of creation being the infinite substance and source of all things that resides within each and every one of us. But to work from that place rather than just from my ego or my personality or my sense of payback or whatever it is that I am making my quote unquote God rather than the infinite substance and source of all things. You know, we are constantly at war in part because we've got hatred in action. That between the desires sometimes that we have that are not lofty and not great for all of humanity, but from a selfish standpoint, we choose to attempt to take from others what is theirs, or we attempt to, we get greedy and, these folks over here are doing well, so let's go over here and take their oil, create a law that makes it so that, you know, they're less than, so that we can have their goods. So we have all these different ways historically that we have done these transgressions. Every time we sing the Lord's Prayer or say the Lord's Prayer, I see it as a prayer to get us into balance, to get us into a space of where we can get to zero and within ourselves create peace of mind, peace of heart, peace of spirit, peace in our bodies. You know, we may get partway there, but we haven't created peace in our body yet. But sometimes in your own healing, you have testimony about that. You have testimony where you have gone beyond what the biological expectations are and rules, and you've created that wholeness, that sense of peace and well-being in the physical body as a spirit having a human experience, having a body. But it's our attachment sometimes to these gifts of vision that we get, and to even the optimism that we get that can get us in trouble. I'll give you an example. with all of the visions and series of visions that I had about the land and what to do and what to build and et cetera and when to do it, you know, I just launched off, you know, like a crazy person, an excited crazy person, you know, putting all these things into action and having in somewhere in there the assumption that everything would keep going as it was going because I was following this vision and things would be, you know, quite smooth and not bumpy. Well, there was nothing in what I had been told that said that, you know, there wouldn't be any challenges or any trials or any tribulations. And when they came, how attached was I, you know, to it happening the way I had mapped it out to happen? Had I moved away from the vision and the momentary guidance every day, you know, about what to do, how to move with this vision and have it grow, you know, here in Earth time, real time, to have it grow, not just on my own, but with others. So the opportunities to do that and to listen to Spirit as to how to do that place me in the position of you know, being at risk sometimes because I would take, as we often do, take the anything I was anxious about in the past when the challenge come would raise up its head. So I come from a family where one period of time we lost our home. Man, we have ancestors, right, who lost their land. We have ancestors who were stolen from their land and all this. And so all of this cellular memory that's within can lead us into a place of where we're projecting the past, what, into the future, in this future moment. Well, you know, I didn't really expect to have these kind of problems at all, any challenge about financially about the land or any other opportunity. I was like very gung-ho and excited. But when the first challenge really comes is when you find out if you have any underlying, right, fears or anxiety about, oh my God, is this going to be a rerun of the such and such a experience? Is this going to be that ends up the way that one ended up? So then here I had the opportunity to do the kind of witnessing of that moment, the kind of paying attention to my dynamics that would give me the opportunity to transmute what has come before within myself, to heal those wounds, to heal those losses, to heal those anxieties, and to heal those fears. And I can tell you, Spirit gave me plenty of opportunities to do that. And that was the work. That was the great work, to witness that level of awareness and to also use that awareness to a certain level of understanding, see myself as part of the co-creation of a challenge, see myself as part of the co-creation of the solution, see myself along with Spirit as the resolution. I even asked Spirit, show me where it's your will in action and not just mine. Show me your will in action. And then why did I ask for that? I had so many opportunities then to open every door within myself to see with Spirit eyes, to hear with Spirit ears, to have an open heart, every door within myself and my being that might be closed, that I might have closed based on personality, based on habit, based on, because nothing is impossible. No thing is impossible in Spirit. So this is the opportunity to open every door is part of the key to being able to go through the door of the Supreme Consciousness and to open that within ourselves so that, as Yeshua ben Joseph, also known as Jesus the Christ, would say, you know, I am the door to everything. Now, there's a lot of doctrine, of course, in relationship to some churches, which we don't subscribe to in unity, you know, which says that all these other ways that people pray, you know, don't lead you through the door. Well, that's not the way it's understood here. That's not the way we understand, and that's not the way we understand the teachings that Yeshua ben Joseph, Jesus the Christ, was giving. It was the door to everything, because the Christ consciousness is the door to everything. The consciousness of oneness, the consciousness of the harmony of life, the consciousness where nobody, eternal life, there's no birth, there's no death. Certainly the body is dying and we lay down that mortal coil, but there is the eternal life is something else. It's why when we cross over, we talk about going home. And so in that going home, some of us left and have taken this journey, and some of us never left and stay in that ancestral guidance space. So it's time for us to be transmuting those things within ourselves further and further, because that gives us the most powerful opportunity to be of help to humanity. this collective part that we're also responsible for. Every time I heal, when I heal that piece of tit for tat, right? When I resolved that and understood where that came from and balanced that out in myself, then that helps me be present for others who are working with that same piece, that same issue, that same challenge of coming to balance, coming into peace. There's a very short poem by Emily Dickinson that says, "Not knowing when the dawn will come, I open every door. Or has it feathers like a bird, or billows like a shore?" In other words, you know, here, you know, if I am in what they call, you know, dark night of the soul, if I am wrestling, you know, with a resolution to something, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's my health, whether it's the war in any given country right now, whether it's something in my family and bringing peace and positive power to that, wherever it is that I'm wrestling with something or challenged with something and waiting the guidance from spirit on it, then it's when the dawn comes. It's when the dawn comes. And to make sure that I am open to that dawn, to make sure that I am open to that new day, that we are here creating in our own lives, that we are here ready to create in our communities, that we are here ready to create in our organizations, that we are here ready to create in society wherever we are active, then we open every door. And if it has feathers, it can also fly and lift. And it can also sing the song that we sing, like when we sing that Lord's Prayer. And I suggest, as I have before, that you sing it or say it at least 5 times a day, because that is a prayer that, if you understand the underpinnings of it, is helping you transmute what you need to transmute, is helping you develop the capacity to address those things that are deeper, that need untangling within you, so that you can be a resource for the untangling that we are doing in community. We have to be accessible to all these parts of the self. We have to have access and give them access to our awareness, to our consciousness, so that we can go deeper from our awareness into our understanding. And then we can release that energy, and then we can transmute it into something else. Then we can sing our song, you know, like the phoenix sings its song before it dies and creates, resurrects itself. You know, what is that song that you need to sing as you open every door and embrace the part of yourself that perhaps has been hidden? Embrace the part of yourself that you have not acknowledged. Jesus gives a parable about when he speaks about being the door to everything, about going through the door and then finding pasture on the other side of that door. Once you're into this domain, once you're into this dominion of the consciousness of the infinite source and substance, the kingdom and queendom of heaven on earth, once you're into that consciousness, he says, now, other folks, you might try to get in here another way. You might try to get in here by, you know, he talks about the hireling, you know, the person who wants to get over here, but they're doing it because they're being paid. So that's not embracing and growing that consciousness within. I always wonder, why was he giving the hireling a hard time? That's in John 10, if you want to take a look at it, about this whole parable about being the door to everything. And he also talks about the thief, you know, the one that you know, didn't, can I get a shortcut? Can I go over here and be in the kingdom and queendom of heaven by just grabbing something that belongs over here to Joanne. Can I take Joanne's experience or Joanne's words or Joanne's testimony, and will that get me in? You know, and there are no shortcuts. We open every door that helps us in the uncertainty of the world that we're living in and how volatile it is. What have I been closed to? Where have I placed a limit on my love? Where have I placed a limit on my presence and how I make it available? These are some of the things that help us become aware of who we truly are and to step up to being in that place and in that space. We're not children of the situation, we're children of this consciousness. But the situations that we find ourselves in are the ones where we need to listen with that consciousness of the Supreme Consciousness about the guidance. That in whom all reside and who resides in all beings, who is the giver of the supreme soul of the universe, the limitless being, I am that. And that's from Maharaji, or from his book, really is from the Upanishads. So when we are in pain and we are sometimes in great pleasure, it's important not to be so attached to what it is that we've laid out in our mind as the way the vision unfolds. Our imagination is such a wonderful gift. And I love the opening when we're talking about the unfolding of vision and using our imagination, because we're imagining a powerful world, we're imagining a harmonious world, we're imagining a world that's filled with the power of love, we're imagining a world where we can acknowledge our relatedness to all life. And where if something is our whack for whatever reason, then we can look at our part in that. We can look at where is the thief in me? We can look at where is the hireling in me who is giving a different level of service than I would give if I weren't being paid? Where is the part in me that is helping to create or defending war? And how do I respond in this situation to create peace? How do I stop the horrors? As we keep building this consciousness, it expands. And we know we have been at it for a while, and we keep going, looking around and saying, I thought we were done. Did we not understand this? Did we not get the memo that what we do to one another, we're doing to ourselves, that this is a cycle that repeats and repeats? So if we want to move beyond these horrors and we want to bring the power that's in there, reflect on those words that's in the Lord's Prayer, to bring us to balance and create this kingdom and queendom of heaven on earth, then we can live this power. We can live this power and this reality and this truth every day. We know war is hatred in action. How do we put our love in action? Not just one-on-one, not just loving ourselves, not just loving God, but loving God through our love in this collective universe. How do we send it out there? How are we sending it? The reality is there are no limits to our thoughts, feelings, and our vibrations of love and how we put them forward. I feel renewed, they said in the Daily Word, and inspired as I focus on what is right and good in my life. In gratitude for the world's wonders, I grow in optimism. With every miracle and divine intervention that Spirit showed me on my journey with this land, it was important for me to grow in my faith, important for me to grow in my obedience, important for me to grow in my spirit, ears, eyes, heart, and not slip into, oh, well, that hurdle was done, that problem is solved, okay, next. And then the next challenge comes, do I have the undercurrent of fear and anxiety again that I am projecting from the past into the present? If the vision didn't unfold exactly as I imagined it, am I attached and become disappointed and lose any faith or sense of obedience? Let me go back. What I do is go back and say, okay, what did I pray for? How did I pray for it? What was the message I got and how did I get it? And what did I do? Because sometimes all those three things are not lined up. But when I go back and reflect, I say, oh, yeah, that is what I asked for. And that is part of why this is coming as a challenge or as a hard part. But how I perceive it is the, can I be full of laughter and joy and optimism, whatever that is, in the presence of what most of us would see as a trial of tribulation? You know, they're telling me that, you know, this challenge is going to take you here to the courthouse steps on such and such a day. But when I can see that and I can actually see the humor in the entire cosmic situation in the universe that I'm in that moment, that's a doorway to freedom. That's a doorway to freedom, and it grows your spiritual intelligence and your spiritual consciousness and your connection and expansion of the supreme conscious, the infinite source and substance of all things. And that's why we're here. So not knowing when the dawn will come, open every door. Nina, will you sing Joy Comes in the Morning? And then I'll do the meditation. I'd like you to listen to the song as a meditation, and then I'll close with the last part of the meditation.
Tears often fall on my face in sorrow as I walk through long, lonely nights. Often I cry when it seems no one hears me. Then through the shadows, I can see the dawning of light. Soon this old life, with all of its trials, will be left behind. There's a new day dawning. The shadows of error will vanish forever. He promised me there's gonna be joy in the morning. Tears cannot stain the pathways of glory. No broken hearts will find up there. Beyond that sky, my mansions are waiting. By the light of the morning, we'll sing the songs of sweet victory. Soon this old life, with all of its trials, will be left behind. There's a new day dawning. The shadows of error will vanish forever. He promised me there's gonna be joy in the morning. Soon this old life, with all of its trials, will be left behind. There's a new day dawning. The shadows of error will vanish forever. He promised me there's gonna be joy in the morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Ashe.
Deep breath. Wherever you're sitting, be firmly there. Whether you're sitting, whether you're standing, whether you're lying down, whether you're in a chair, take deep breaths from the center of the earth, this beautiful, sacred earth. Deep breaths from the earth all the way up to the crown of your head and up into the heavens. Inhale, and then exhale with your mouth open, lips partially open there, letting that exhale out. Do it again, all the way from the center of the earth up to the crown of the head, up into the heavens, and then allow this beam of light to separate and one on one side to come down one side and come down the other side of you, back down into the earth, center of the earth. It's almost like it comes up and makes a huge heart as you are standing here in this spot. Imagine yourself a pillar of light between earth and heaven. Breathe again from the center of the earth up to the highest of the heavens. And that light at the heavens kind of goes on each side of you, the right and left side of you, and points back down at the feet, down into the earth, making again this huge heart. and you being the pillar of light, the bridge between heaven and earth, and the consciousness of Mother, Father together within you. And now imagine that that pillar of light that you are takes the form of a tree. And with each breath you take, bringing up from the center of the earth up into the heavens, up through the crown of your head as this tree, it is a living, breathing, powerful tree of life. In which we can grow and from our memory, the oneness of the one, we can grow that supreme consciousness within ourselves and within humanity. Imagine that we are here and now growing that power. And that it is taking root in me and taking root in community and taking root in family and taking root in all of humanity. That in our cells, in our bones, in our brain, in our tissue, in our fluids, and beyond, in all the invisible forces that are within us, we claim the connectedness of all life, and we open every door. To take ourselves to the infinite substance and source and the supreme world that is within us and around us. Our perception grows as we heal all that needs to be healed, and so it is. Ashe, amen, alleluia, all my relations. May the words from my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Doria. Oh, it's time for our healing prayer. If you'd like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, speak out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Members of our church have requested we send out healing prayers and energy to all people and animals displaced by war and natural disasters, the members of our communities who struggle to meet basic human needs, and those we have lit candles for, and those you can mention now. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Now is our opportunity to give. We are so grateful to be in the spirit of generosity by giving of our time, talent, and treasure. We welcome each of these gifts from you as a member of our spiritual community. Let's say our offering prayer together as we hold our offering in our hands and hearts. Divine love blooming blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. These gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Now it's time for a prayer of protection. Let's all say our prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Now it's time for our peace song. Let's stand, form a circle, and join hands. While you're moving, to those who made our service possible today, our speaker, Dr. Daria, our reader, Tom, our musician, Joyce, and Penny for making our slideshow. Next week, our speaker will be licensed in it should be Audrey Pitchford next week. So please stay with us for a few minutes if you wish to visit on Zoom or join us downstairs for food and fellowship.
Sometimes I fall over during that song.